AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. She's given her 2 weeks' notice. Theresa May is resigning as Britain's prime minister June 7th. She failed to get an agreement that would take Britain out of the European Union on schedule.
It is and will always remain a matter of deep regret to me that I have not been able to deliver Brexit. It will be for my successor to seek a way forward that honours the result of the referendum.
And now that contest to replace her as prime minister begins, one name being mentioned, former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. We are just learning that a new Trump administration rule would roll back sex discrimination protection for transgender people who work in the health services area. No details yet. Did the government improperly spy on the Trump campaign in 2016? President Trump is ramping up the investigation.
Intelligence entities are being instructed by President Trump to cooperate fully with Attorney General William Barr's investigation into surveillance activities during the 2016 presidential election. Trump has long maintained that his campaign was spied upon. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump has given the Attorney General full and complete authority to declassify documents related to the Russia investigation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A lawsuit has just been filed, a federal lawsuit to try to block the new Alabama law that would ban most abortions in the state if it takes effect a few months from now. A Wisconsin man who admitted kidnapping a 13-year-old girl and killing her parents will be sentenced today in court. 21-year-old Jake Patterson would spend the rest, or could spend the rest of his life in prison after he admitted to kidnapping Jamie Kloss and killing her parents. This is AP Radio News. Sick of those robocalls? The Senate has just passed a bill.
The bill's co-sponsor, Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, calls robocalls a consumer protection crisis.
We are calling you from investigation team of IRS.
It's a daily deluge of calls.
This bill won't eliminate robocalls, but it would give phone carriers up-to-date technology
so that they can verify that incoming calls are legitimate or authentic.
Co-sponsor South Dakota Republican John Thune is worried about when someone answers one of these calls.
When scammers are successful, they can destroy people's lives, and they should face criminal prosecution.
The bill has a rare combination, support from the telecom industry and consumer groups. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New York City police have been trying to figure out who keeps pulling the emergency brakes on the subway. Now they've charged a 23-year-old Brooklyn man in one incident. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.